Now the latest in our continuing series, AI Friend or Foe, where we examine the benefits and the harms of this developing technology. Today we're going to take a look at the response to Pope Leo XIV's call this week for artificial intelligence to be, in his word, disarmed. The Pope outlined this in his first encyclical. That's a document that represents one of the most important forms of papal teaching. The Pope calling for assessing whether the advances in AI promote justice and participation or concentrate wealth and power in the hands of a select few. He also compared AI to the Tower of Babel, writing, quote, "We are faced with a new form of Babel, a construction that is grandiose, yet fundamentally dehumanizing."
Artificial intelligence now demands to be disarmed, freed from logics that turn it into an instrument of domination, exclusion, and death.
We're joined by CNN contributor Kara Swisher. First of all, what was your reaction when the Pope did this on Monday?
I thought it was great. You know, they had signaled that they were doing this, so it's not something that people didn't know was coming. But I thought it was an incredibly intelligent assessment of what's going on, encompassing both the worries and the promise of AI and where the control should be, which is in the hands of the people. And, you know, he called it, I think, magnifica human. I don't have my Latin correctly, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But I think he was putting it in a human-centered AI without rejecting it completely, at the same time understanding it's fallible because it's made by people.